On this fourth Sunday of Easter, we focus on the theme of the Good Shepherd, or in Latin, bonus pastor. Christ is the true shepherd, and we, the faithful, are his flock. We belong to the Lord by virtue of our baptism. When we became God's children, with his divine life or grace in our souls. This notion of shepherd and sheep may seem archaic in our postmodern world, but it was very common in biblical times and in agrarian societies. Such terms remind us of how we relate to God. For example, a shepherd knows each member of his flock, and Christ loves us as individuals. Does he not know our voice and calls us by our name? Moreover, a good shepherd does three things for his flock. He feeds them, protects them, and heals them. Daily, God feeds our souls by providing us with actual graces. Normally, we are also daily fed with the bread of life in Holy Communion. God also protects us from unseen harm or evil spirits and hostile predators on the internet and in the media. Lastly, a good shepherd also heals us from injuries. For we harm ourselves when we sin and weaken his prevailing grace in our hearts and souls. Apart from these themes, the Lord also warns us of those wolves who appear as shepherds and seek to devour the sheep. Within the church, since apostolic times, there has always been bad shepherds or apostate bishops who seek their will instead of God's. We began the month of May, the month of Mary, with the feast day of St. Athanasius on May the 2nd, who in the 4th century suffered much from heretical prelates in defence of the creed which we recite every Sunday. Athanasius was a deacon at the Council of Nicaea in 325, when this profession of faith was formulated in opposition to the Arian heresy that denied the divinity of Christ. The false teaching was devised by a bad shepherd, a Catholic priest called Arius, who came from Egypt. And in 336, just prior to being received by the emperor in Constantinople, visited a bathroom outdoors where his bowels burst, causing his death. Athanasius was praying at the time that he would suffer an early demise, that he did. Athanasius was the Archbishop of Alexandria for 45 years, and he was sent into exile for 17 of those years, banished by heretical opponents on 5 separate occasions. Yet, each time, this good shepherd would return in earnest to feed with true teaching his flock and defend them from erroneous beliefs. Now, in recent times, we too have witnessed the rise and fall of nefarious shepherds who purport fidelity to Christ while misleading many. The Lord only founded one church, which during its long and fascinating history has held 21 ecumenical councils, of which the last, being a pastoral council, 1962 to 1965, was entitled the Second Vatican Council. There was a First Vatican Council in 1869 to 1870. This is why it's called the Second. It's held in the Vatican. Now, in those 3 years during that council, four key constitutions were issued, and one was on the nature and role of the church in 1964. It's called in Latin Lumen Gentium, Light of the Peoples. Now, sadly, most people have never read these documents. Altogether, there's 16, and too many supposed shepherds deny what was taught by them, preferring instead their own misguided and deluded opinions. Two matters of concern that surfaced after the council, but not because of the council, were the nature of the church and appropriate devotion to Our Lady. Let's look at the latter first. In the 70s, it was common in the unprecedented push for ecumenism, that all the churches be one, that Marian devotion be downplayed, if not extinguished. To further this agenda, some cited the council, asserting that since it did not have a particular document dedicated to Mary, the church thought less of her now. What nonsense. Nor was there a document dedicated to baptism, but that did not infer that we thought less of it. In fact, the exact opposite is true. For the council chose to include its treatise on the Mother of God in its constitution on the church. Indeed, all of chapter 8, the longest of its chapters, 17 paragraphs in all, was dedicated to Our Lady. Indeed, it was the longest treatise on Mary, Mother of the Church, that any council had ever written. Furthermore, St. Paul VI, to offset these critics, wolves in clerical array, dedicated a papal encyclical on devotions to Mary in 1974. Then, of course, we had in 78 a renowned Marian Pope, St. John Paul. The second error still resounds today. Some theologians and prelates claimed that the church changed its teaching on its structure, seeking a more congregational lay model. The issue concerns what we call the hierarchy of the church. Now, the word is Greek and refers to the sacred structure or arrangement of the church. Christ instituted his church, complete with holy orders, a sacrament of service whereby some are called from the royal priesthood to the ministerial priesthood to convey the sacraments to God's people. Thus, deacon, priest, and bishop, the threefold hierarchy of orders, including the Pope, as universal head of the church, with the Petrine office bearing the charism of infallibility, has always been distinctive of Christ's church, the Catholic Church. Now, this was not changed at Vatican II, but indeed, it was reaffirmed most emphatically in this same constitution on the church, Lumen Gentium. In fact, a whole chapter, chapter 3, is entitled Hierarchy of the Church. And it's the second longest section of this document, before a shorter chapter on the laity. So once again, lies and deception in the name of a council, but not by the council. So be warned on this Good Shepherd Sunday of any wolves in our midst. Seek only those shepherds who are faithful to the church, for they, in turn, are loyal to the Good Shepherd, whose distinctive protection and care will provide all that your soul desires.